I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Israel's military said Tuesday it killed a senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut. The Israel Defense Forces said Monday's airstrike killed Suhail Husseini, who they said was involved in the transfer of weapons from Iran to the Lebanon-based militant group. The strike came 10 days after an Israeli attack killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah. Israel's military carried out airstrikes on two fronts Monday, targeting Hamas positions across the Gaza Strip and Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon. The airstrikes were carried out on the first anniversary of the deadly attack on southern Israel by Hamas militants, which sparked a war that now threatens to engulf the region. The U.S. imposed sanctions on an international Hamas fundraising network Monday. The Treasury Department issued a statement saying the targets included what it called a sham charity that funneled money to the group. Sanctions were also imposed on a bank in Gaza the department says is controlled by Hamas, as well as a Yemeni national living in Turkey and several of its businesses. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he will discuss Ukraine's victory plan in a series of meetings and negotiations this week. The plan is set to be formally presented at the upcoming Rammstein meeting in Germany with Ukraine's allies. Zelensky said in his daily address that Ukraine will try to convince our partners of the urgent need for significant reinforcement of our capabilities and positions right now. He said the most pressing needs are long-range equipment and the production of weapons, drones, shells, and electronic warfare systems. Around the clock, Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news. We bring you reports from our correspondents from across the world. This is VOA News. Hurricane Milton strengthened into a